What is the kind of bread that you would have at breakfast that wouldn't be toast? You know, I have it at other meals.
Biscuit.
Excuse me, I covered you up. What do you call them?
Biscuit.
Can you think of any other kind of bread that might be made from cornmeal we talked about? We talked about hush puppies and...
There is another one too, muffins. Mm-hmm. Cornbread muffins.
When I say the word muffin to you, do you immediately think of corn muffins?
Yes.
Do you think of any other kind?
There is another kind, but I don't know what they're called. Made of little cake muffins, but I don't know what they're called.
I didn't know until this past year that Yankee muffins, as I refer to them at home, are made with flour. And not, I thought every muffin in the world was a corn muffin. I really did. But I've never heard, I didn't know it until, well, something you pick up, I suppose. If you're referring to where you get your bread, you might break it down by saying there's homemade bread and there's...
bought bread.
What is the pastry that you fry that has a hole in it and you dunk it in your coffee sometimes?
Donut.
Do you know how to make donuts?
No.
No? Or can you think of any kind of pastry that's similar to a donut?
Similar?
Anything that comes to mind that might taste like it or have that texture?
No.
Okay. What are the kind of, in a sense, it would be bread, but it also be a main dish that you might have for breakfast or you might have it for supper, that you usually serve with syrup and butter?
Hot cakes.
Okay. Do you call them anything else?
Pancakes.
Which do you usually call them, or are they the same thing to you?
Well, yes, but we normally call them pancakes.
Do you? What about, have you ever heard of griddle cakes? Are these the same thing?
I've heard of them, but we wouldn't refer to them as being the same thing. When we think of griddle, along that line, we think of, what they're called now, the things you cook in a griddle. Mm-hmm. Or heat, at least. You can get them frozen and heat them in.
Waffles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. If you have 1 pound of flour and you get 2 more, you have 3 pounds. Alright. We were talking about eggs a while back. What is the yellow part of an egg called?
Yolk.
Do you know of any other names that are used ever for it? The color of the yolk is?
Yellow.
What is the material that you use to make bread rise?
Yeast.
Do you know any other?
Or baking powder.
Okay. When you take an egg and you don't break it, but you put it in water and bring the water to a bubble and you sort of let it simmer there for a pretty good while, when you take it out, you have a?
Softball egg.
All right, and if you let it stay even longer, you might have a
hardball.
Suppose you had the same water that was bubbling, and you broke the egg and slipped it in. What would you come up with?
Well, that could be poached. Is that the way eggs are poached?
I think so.
Only in milk. I have done that with milk.
Really?
A long time ago.
Is that right?
Break eggs in milk and cook them that way.
Do you drink the milk then too?
Oh yeah, just like eating oyster stew or something.
Oh really? Oh!